city and set up a business in Columbia. And he met the man that was running the Chesapeake Rug Company, and he helped him a great deal. They went out to lunch together after they met here. They read out, and things happened from that just meeting here in a kind of a neutral atmosphere. And so often, it's hard to do that in this city.
How about people like Dr. Jackson, specifically Dr. Jackson and Governor McKeldin, in their personal social lives, did they have a mixed group of people, black and white friends, or were their personal lives still pretty much dictated by what society thought was right? Did they, in other did Dr. Jackson have as many friends in the white community, and did Governor McKeldin have friends in the black community?
I don't think so.
It just still mm-hmm. socially was not acceptable.
No.
So that a lot of the change was basically political mm-hmm. and legal, and mm-hmm. and so, but not on a personal level yet.
That was hard, and still is difficult, I think, too. The cultures are so different. It's a very hard thing. Really haven't really good, trusting friendship with black people. I respect that now. I mean, a lot of people that have worked in the system say, you know, that black people really don't like us anymore. And I remember going to a school meeting over here, and somebody said to me, you shouldn't go in there, it's dangerous. You shouldn't go in there. And I said, I have a perfect right to go in there. White school teacher told me, turn around and go away. And I went in and I saw a friend, but an acquaintance, somebody I'd worked with, and I told him what they said. And he said, you can go in there. I went in, but I went in as a stranger. I mean, I wasn't one of them. In that sense, I think that I delivered a paper once to a black group, and they made me understand that. They said, what do you want to do here? And I said, I have this, and I promised to give it into the hand of whoever it was I was going to see that was in a church. And I can't give it to anyone else. And the man with an African hairdo and everything came up and spoke to me, and he said, we don't want to make you feel badly, but this is a family meeting. And you're not one of our family. And I said, well, I can wait outside and give him the paper, you know. But I understood that. And I didn't think that I had any right to be friends with.
The kind of
just because in the old days, you know, nothing much.
Do you feel that since people like Governor McKeldin and Dr. Jackson have stopped doing their work and have since then time died, that civil rights has come to a standstill or has slowed down to a degree?
Well, I don't know. I think that the people, the black people, are able now to do more for themselves. All they need now is to be left alone to do it. They don't need white people. Give them a hand to help them. Maybe some places. And some, but I don't think that there is that same sort of, all the black people need to do now is to be good at what they do and to do it so that they can. I think it's a shift in.
So Dr. Jackson laid the ground.
Trying to help business. I don't think people want to be helped.
Dr. Jackson laid the groundwork so that the black people could do it themselves.
That's right. And I think there's going to be a messy period in here when it's not going to be done so well, and when we're going to not like it, maybe. But that's just like a child learning to walk and accept things. You've got to see people fall and pick them up. And it's a matter of growth, isn't it?
There's one more question that I wanted to ask you. That always happens that way.
It's very hard for a white person to figure how they would feel if they were black.
It is, but yet what you said about being alone, being an only white person in a black crowd of people is very frightening sometimes because you do feel alone. It's mm-hmm. like being the only woman in a group of men, or mm-hmm. I would assume the only man in a group of women.
That's
being
right.
the one person alone does really make you understand really fast how it is.
How they feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Dr. Jackson would have preferred to have been able to run the NAACP and her different protests without the help of the white community if she could have? Do you think that she accepted white help only because she had to, or do you think it was something that she genuinely wanted to have the white and black people work together for civil rights?
Well, both really, but I think she believed that could be done.
So she wanted white people to work.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
And yet the whole time she was a leader and that was what was important.
That's
a black person.
That's right.
Is there anything else that I haven't touched upon that you'd like to go into?
I don't think so. I think that it's interesting to know how you can put this all together.
Oh, okay, well, I'll stop the tape and I'll tell you about it.